9 News Centre at 6. Joe Biden's officially the 46th President of the United States. He's been sworn in Washington and called for unity in his address to the nation. He declared democracy had prevailed, and he referenced the storming of the Capitol building by Donald Trump supporters 2 weeks ago.
A riotous mob thought they could use violence to silence the will of the people. It did not happen. It will never happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Not ever.
Well, Mr. Biden promised to defend America and defend democracy and sought to reach out to those who didn't support him.
To all those who did not support us, let me say this. Hear me out as we move forward. If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
Kamala Harris has also been confirmed as the first female vice president. There were no crowds at the event because of coronavirus restrictions and security concerns, with 200,000 flags set out to represent those who would normally attend. The ceremony featured performances by Lady Gaga, J-Lo and Garth Brooks. Mr. Biden's tweeted that he's heading to the Oval Office to get right to work. Well, the former president was not present at the inauguration. He flew straight to Florida after telling supporters that he'd be back in some form. In other news, the number of people dying with coronavirus in the UK continues to rise. Another 1,800 deaths have been reported, the highest figure yet. Dozens of flood warnings are in place across Britain as Storm Christoph brings strong winds and heavy rain. The Environment Agency has warned of a volatile situation in Greater Manchester and South Yorkshire. And in sports, the leaders of the Premier League could change hands a couple of times this evening. Manchester City are just kicking off against Aston Villa, knowing a win will take them to the top. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sun shines, we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath I must get out. Then under my umbrella.
Everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. Once again in the studio with me this week is my dad, Paul Webb.
Evening, everybody.
Hello. Now, it's time for our main story this week. And over the past couple of weeks, couple of days, maybe in some areas of the world, I was going to say the UK, but this story links to the world. We have had some snow. Snow, yes. On Saturday, here in Brentwood, we had a bit of snow.
A light dusting.
Yes, but enough to make a little snowman. Because they made a little tiny snowman.
Very little.
Although our neighbour did. Our neighbour did make a little one. Bigger than my one.
Yeah. But then yours was tiny.
Mine, yes. Because I couldn't make a proper one. It was too small. The snow wasn't big enough to make an actual one. But talking about snow, there has been snowfall which has caused chaos in Spain.
So, Spain?
Spain, yes.
I mean, parts of Spain, like the Sierra Nevada where you can ski, fine. But, like...
Most of the time when you think of Spain... You'd think of hot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, snowfall causes chaos in Spain. I made sure that was Spain. So on the 8th of January, parts of Spain were hit by Storm Filomena, which brought the heaviest snowfall for around 50 years. Although many people enjoyed playing in the snow, the bad weather caused severe problems with the delivery of the vaccine of COVID-19. So, obviously, it's all great having snow, but there obviously are some people who don't like snow, but they do have a valid reason. It's not just a saying, I don't like snow. Nope, I don't like the snow that we have, that we're getting. I can't go anywhere.
Well, that's the trouble. Yeah, I mean, so this snow was in northern Spain, wasn't it? But it was pretty deep. So I think people have got trapped and all sorts of things.
Yes. So, when this story in the Week Junior was being written, there had been four people had died in the storm. So people have obviously been getting trapped. So while there are people having fun, there are also people who are dying and getting trapped. The worst hit area was the capital city, Madrid. About 50 centimetres of snow fell between the 8th and the 9th of January. Temperatures fell to below minus 8 degrees in parts of the country, and more than 600 roads in central Spain were covered in snow.
Well, I've just seen a report that said that some of it was minus 15.
Wow. What's the Antarctic?
It's
that's probably
cold,
like minus 60, isn't it?
Yeah.
But still, that's freezing. We think it's cold when it gets to zero. Or minus one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there it was. Could have been below minus 8. That's cold. The government sent soldiers to clear the roads and said extra steps would have been taken to make sure that 300,000 vaccine doses were delivered on time. These measures included police officers escorting and delivering vehicles to their destinations. While the emergency services were at work, other people enjoyed the weather. Some were seen skiing and snowboarding through the streets, including one woman who was being pulled along by her dog. What a way to take the dog on a walk,
yep,
though.
That would do.
While it's snowing. Many people were unable to go to work, but several doctors and nurses battled through the bad weather to get to the hospitals. Two nurses, Paco and Monica, walked across 13.5 miles just to get to work.
Wow.
Yes.
Through the snow.
Yes.
That's hard.
Yeah. It's hard just standing in the snow. My hands get cold. But 13.5 miles through the snow to get to work.
Yeah.
Weather forecasters have been warned that cold temperatures mean the snow could turn into ice and become even more dangerous. Because then that could cause roads to start skidding, the roads to start icing over and cars to start skidding,
yep,
and going off the road. But there have been, as well as the soldiers and the emergency service workers who have been clearing the roads and trying to escort people to their destinations, members of the public have also been seen trying to help clear the snow in their area or just anywhere which is quite busy or people need to travel that way to maybe get to work just to help each other. Because obviously with COVID, and as I said earlier, it meant that there was a delivery of COVID vaccines was, because of the bad weather, was affected. It kind of just shows, right, we're trying to help these people who are trying to get the vaccine, so we'll start clearing this road because we don't know, there might be other roads more severely covered in storm than ours, so if we clear this, they can come and maybe divert this way,
exactly,
to get to the same place.
Yep.
If, for example, there's a massive motorway which is covered, which, obviously, yes, that would take a long time to
and
clear,
because
it's a motorway.
There were, yeah, motorways that were covered, and I think something like 2,500 people had to be rescued from cars that became snowbound.
Yeah. But, obviously, snow, every child loves snow, and there have been many, many pictures of children playing out in the snow with snowballs, throwing them at each other. And although, as I said, although there's some people, the people who don't like storms, and as I said, the people who need to get to work, unable to get to work, and things like that, there are obviously the good sides that you can go out and play in it with good things about the snow. What do you like? Do you like snow or do you not like snow?
Well, I like snow, assuming I don't have to drive anywhere. Driving in the snow is not a great deal of fun. It depends what car you've got, I suppose, but our car is not going to be the best in snow. But it's nice. It's nice to look at. It's nice to walk through.
It's pretty.
It is pretty, yes. It's nice.
Yes, I really like
in
snow.
In small doses.
Yeah. Or if you don't have to go anywhere, then we can have a big dose. That's fine. If we don't have to go anywhere,
okay,
if we don't have school, then we can have a big dose of it. Yeah. We don't have to go anywhere. Okay. Now, you have probably all heard this new song, and it might just be my new favourite to play on my radio show, Beating No Time to Die.
I don't think there's any might about it, is it? This is going to be played to death on your show now, isn't it?
A bit like No Time to Die, but you have more than likely heard this song. But if you don't know what one I'm talking about, next up I'm going to play Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. 'Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way. said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. Your street.
I love that song. When I saw that it had been added to the playlist,
you were
I was very, very
it's a nice
happy.
Song. It is a nice song. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes. Now it's time for, though, our Around the World update. So, now, our first one, which I'm going to say, is in France, an extraordinary gardens for famous streets. So, the mayor of Paris in France's capital has given permission for one of the city's most famous streets to be redesigned. The 225 million pound scheme will increase green areas and spaces for pedestrians and will reduce space for vehicles by half. Mayor Anne Hidalgo said the new plans will turn to the 1.2 mile long stretch of an extraordinary garden. The redesign will be completed by 2030, with work beginning after Paris hosts the Olympic Games in 2024. So that was our first one. Where are we going now?
Well, hang on. That will be stunning in Paris. Anyway, yeah. We are off to Ghana, where if you thought there were problems in the States with their presidential election, and there are, let's face it, you know, very appropriate. Joe Biden has been sworn in today. Well, in Ghana, Ghana's new president was elected, and only after fights broke out in parliament between rival parties. So, you know, I can't see Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump rolling up their sleeves and having some fisticuffs, but that's pretty much what happened in Ghana. So there you go. Not all good in the Ghanaian political front at the moment.
And our final one, we are going to Germany, where there are some new names for storms. So a group of journalists are giving weather systems Arabic names, among others, to reflect the country's population more accurately. Weather systems are the movement of cold and hot air across the world that shape day-to-day weather. In Germany, people can pay to give these weather systems or storms an official name. The first newly named weather system, Amit, brought snow on the 5th of January. So see, everywhere is getting snow. We had snow here, Spain had snow, Germany's had snow.
Yeah.
Where else is going to have snow?
I don't know. The thing I like about that story is that you can pay to name a storm. So that'd you can basically cool. sponsor a storm.
Yep. But then people will say, oh, you bought, if it's like a really bad storm, oh, you bought a really bad storm. Because yeah. technically you did.
This week's storm sponsored by Abacus Shutters. But be good, actually. Be good for Abacus Shutters, because then they could fly in and they could repair all the damage that the storm has caused.
Yes, but that was our three stories. We were in France, Ghana and Germany. We had no animal-related stories this week.
No.
We managed to get away from the animals this week. But yes, our next... We've got a double song. Now we've got Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus and Daisies by Katy Perry.
Oh,
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Told them your dreams and they all started laughing. I guess you're out of your mind till it actually happens. I'm the small town, 1 in 7 billion. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, try to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies. All stop believing in magic. Why did we put all our hopes in a box in the attic? I'm the long shot, I'm the Hail Mary. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, try to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies. Town 1 in 7 billion. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there trying to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, never let them change me. So cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy.
Now it's time for this time that always makes me want food. Every single week, it makes me want some, and wants to eat something. And definitely this week, because it's just making me really want to eat. It's actually a real rubbish, but I'm just going to tell you now, as it's a story, as if it's that. It is real. So just bear that in mind when I read you the title of this. A console keeps chicken warm.
A what?
So, a gaming console has been released that can keep people's fried chicken warm while they are playing. The chicken chamber is a sliding drawer that is built into a console as a handy place for people to keep their food warm during intense gaming sessions. The compartment works by using the heat that naturally produced by the console when it's switched on. Gamers can now look forward to being able to play their favourite games and eat some hot fried chicken at the same time. And as I said, yes, this is real. So the fast food chain KFC are partnering with the company called Cooler Master to make a KF console. The C is a console. KF console. As well as being able to play games, the console will keep warm food in a special compartment. But technically, that is, although you're shaking your head, but no, yes. Think, it's using the heat.
Yeah, I know.
Like, think,
yeah.
Our PS4 at home, that gets, if you've been playing on it for quite a while, it gets quite hot, and it's using that heat.
Yes.
It's using, which would usually be useless energy, using it as useful energy.
Yeah, which is good. Don't get me wrong. That's good.
What if you leave it in there, though? Actually, no, it just go cold again because you turn thing off.
You know, eventually, even with you and your brother playing on the PS4 for hours and hours and hours, eventually you get hungry. And
exactly.
Yes, and yes, you've been known to text me and say, oh, I'm hungry, can you bring me some food? And the answer is very short.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've got the PS4 that's actually keeping chicken and whatever else you put in it warm, people will never leave their console.
No, I would.
Would to get a drink.
Yeah, exactly. It won't give me a drink, will it?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, PS4 fridge warm chicken thing.
Yeah.
Boom. Magic.
So yeah, nice use of energy, but it's just encouraging people just to sit down and game for a bit longer, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also keeping the chicken warm. It's using energy, which would usually be released. It's keeping you. It's actually using. It's making your energy bills be as it should be.
I prefer the idea, and I think this actually became a thing
a while ago.
Of
walking downstairs to come and get food.
No, slightly different.
An elevator.
No, there was an idea where you had to, so your console was wired up to an exercise bike or a treadmill or something, and it would only work, so it would have to be an exercise bike for a gaming console, but it would only work if you were pedalling.
But then that's hard work.
It's exercise.
It's hard
work. You should try it every so often.
But it's hard work. Ugh. You want to be sitting down. You're sitting down, but your legs are moving. What if you've just been on a run and then you want to play? Hey, then you have to pedal
again. When was the last time you went on... Well, okay, we went on a run about a week and a half
ago. Yes, we don't have to talk
about
this. We will have our next song.
2.5K and you moaned all the way around.
Yes, it's okay. We will now have our next song. I'll go on a run now, if you would like. I'll go on a 3 minute and 40 second run. Yeah?
Okay, you do that.
Okay, I will. Bye.
I've been looking for somebody. Trying to kick it with somebody. I need a root boy to tell me something sweet. Same time, got his hands up on my body. I wanna get hot when you take it low, low. Make me feel strong when I'm taking control. I've been looking for my shawty, so come and get it if you got it. Looking for a man who could take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a beat tough while he running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy to turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like that nigga. For forever, I had so much stress from my ex to the next one. You better love me better. I need a bad boy that don't bring me drama. He ain't tryna run when they get the nana. Boy, you ready for the pleasure? And don't you know it's now or never? Looking for a man who could take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a beat tough while he running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy to turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like that nigga.
want a boyfriend, so put it on me. I'm looking for a man who can take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a bit of folly running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy to turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like that nigga.
Boyfriend by Mabel here on Phoenix 98 FM. Next up we have this week's two little stories and our first one, an escape for dolls. So a woman has spent around £2,000 creating an impressive dollhouse inspired by her favourite TV show Escape the Chateau. Alison Billington has been self-isolating for months, but rather than doing nothing, she has used her time to decorate a doll's house in amazing detail. It even has working lights. Escape the Chateau is a TV programme that a British couple who have been restoring a large country house in France. So she's actually built a doll's house for some dolls.
Well, yeah.
As if it was a house, and painted it, and even put amazing detail, including working lights.
Impressive stuff.
Yes, that is very, very impressive.
Yeah. How many dolls has she got, does it say?
No.
No.
No. Ah. But Escape the Chateau and Escape for Dolls. The dolls can go to the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And our second one. We might, at this rate, be able to have another story.
A bonus?
Well, yes. But after our main, our songs, and just before we say goodbye, but we've still got another one to go. An asparagus tips point. Can asparagus tips point to the future?
So, really? Is this another real or rubbish?
No. A 65-year-old woman claims she can predict the future using a bunch of asparagus.
Can she?
Jemima Packinson throws several asparagus spears up in the air and interprets the pattern to make when they lay. Packington, Paddington. Packington predict that 2021 will be a bad year for the royal family. Ooh. However, she also forecasts that the pandemic will be over by June. So your birthday might not be in a pandemic. Mine will, though.
Yeah, soz.
And the world will be a kinder as a result. That's
kinda
what it says. Oh, kinder. I'm thinking of chocolate now.
Chocolate on the brain.
Will be kinder as a result.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, it doesn't need a load of vegetables thrown up in the air to work that out, does it? Although I think June might be ambitious.
Yeah. And the name Gus, she says, will also be a very popular new baby name.
Gus.
Gus.
Just Gus, not Angus.
Nope, just Gus.
Okay.
It kind of reminds me of in Cinderella, the little mice. No, Gus, that's its name.
Okay.
But it's kind of similar, you know.
Yeah.
But let's, when we go home, get some asparagus and throw it up in the air.
Or let's not.
Why?
Why asparagus? Why not French beans? They're pointy as well.
Why not carrots? Why not bananas?
Well, probably a bit big. A bit too big again.
What about a
grape? Anyway, the whole thing's nonsense.
Well, how do you know?
Crazy woman.
If we're out of... If COVID has gone by June, you've got to do something for me.
Okay, I'm afraid COVID won't be gone by June.
Well, how do you know? Can you predict the future? What vegetable are you using?
It's like saying, is flu going to be gone? No, it's not. It's always going to be here.
And it's going to be calmer and we can actually do stuff.
Anyway, this is cranky woman. Nonsense. Throwing asparagus in
the air. Imagine if it is true, though. Imagine if by June, COVID has
I'm not
kind of gone back to normal. And
I'm not going
to
credit.
Gus will be a new popular baby name, and there'll be stuff with the royal family.
I'm not going to credit Miss Packinson's
asparagus
to any of this.
Okay, but sorry. If it's true, then I don't know. But it might be true. You don't know. It could be true. But next song we have is Adore You by Harry Styles.
Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Adore You by Harry Styles and Circles by Post Malone. We've got a little bit of time, so I think I'm going to say one more story. Yes, Christmas has gone, but this one seems quite interesting. So, Santa still flies on the US dollars. So, in the UK, banknotes carry the picture of the Queen. In the US, they have the president, such as the nation's first president, George Washington, on the $1 note. However, in the state of Utah, people have been exchanging notes for the face of Father Christmas on them, even into January. These Santa dollars were sold before Christmas to raise money for charity. They are fully legal and can be spent wherever dollars can usually be used. Although it looks fun, they are really the normal $1 notes decorated with a sticker of Father Christmas. So, yes, they look all cool. And you think, oh my gosh, it's a $1 note with Father Christmas on. It's literally that, a dollar note with Father Christmas on.
Okay.
It's nothing special. It's not like it's 2p more.
Surprised they're allowed to do that. Surprised it's still legal tender, not defacing the note.
Nope, it's still fully legal and can be spent wherever a normal dollar can be spent. And they're even being sold still in January, where we are now. That's why I thought we'd talk about it, although it's past Christmas.
Sold is a strange word.
It's almost been a month till Christmas.
Do you buy money? Do you buy a note?
No, you don't. But it's almost been a whole month till Christmas.
I know, and people have still got lights and decorations up somewhere around these parts.
Yes. But I thought because people are still selling them in January and it's in this week's Week Junior, then I thought why not talk about it, have a little talk about it. Yes.
I'm not sure about those people that have still got decorations up. Maybe if you have, maybe you can tweet the show and explain why.
Yes, either on Instagram or Twitter. It's both the same now. @web_worldwide. They're both the same. Very, very simple. Is there a reason you've still got your Christmas lights up almost a month after Christmas Day?
Yeah, and have you set yourself a date
that
by when you'll
take
them down?
Maybe it's my birthday, the 4th of February.
I'm sure that's what everyone is doing.
Yes, exactly. It has to be taken down by my birthday.
Yeah.
Yes. But I wanted our Christmas lights to still be up, but at the same time...
I know you do, but...
Then... You know. Like we'd be the only house in our close which still has them up.
It's a bit, yeah. I mean, I know it's a very, very different year and everything, but it's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not Christmas, unfortunately.
No. But that is all from me this week. I'll be back next week with more from the Week Junior. And remember, New week, new news here on World Wide Web. You'll be back here tomorrow, though, won't you?
I will. Yeah, another cracker of a show tomorrow with a couple of really, really good guests.
But I hope you have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're renting Hummers. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I'm loving, we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, 'cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation.
Conversation here, no looks done in this. Don't ask that question here. This is my only fear that we become
beautiful people.
Top designer clothes, front row of fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world?
Till I lose the heart. I'm gonna swim. I'm just holding on for tonight. On for tonight. On for tonight. On.